Welcome to the Million Dollar Multi-Op Podcast. Here, you're going to find education, entertainment, and a little inspiration on how to get to the next level. Are you a DJ company owner that's looking for the secret sauce? Congrats, you found it.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Million Dollar Multi-Op Podcast. I'm your host, David Osborne, and today on the podcast, we have my great friend, Rob Ferrey.
Yay. Oh, wow. Listen to that. So many people in the room here, and a lot of them say, look who it is. Ooh. It's Rob Ferrey. Yes, none other. Uh-oh, I said something very insightful right there. Okay, no, I'll use these later. But but don't take my word for it. There you go. That's my favorite one.
Today's the battle of sound effects. We've got our own in-house sound effects. Rob's got his own sound effects. This is going to be possibly the most entertaining podcast we put out in the entire calendar year.
There you go.
So many of the listeners, I think if I didn't know Rob as well as I did, I probably would be in the same camp. People go, wait, this is a podcast for multi-op owners. Rob Ferrey is an internationally celebrated speaker in the NSA. He's a game show host. How does he fit into the multi-op picture? And I will share with you that he is the owner of Life of the Party, which is, I'm going to say multi-op, and then I think we're going to disprove that word, but it's an event DJ company based out of Salt Lake City. So Rob, why don't you give us a little background on Life of the Party and your role in that?
Yeah. So quickly for our new listeners, new viewers, people who have no context for who I am, if you happen to be a member of Crate Hackers, I was in the background dancing with Aaron Traylor a couple of weeks ago while I was in Nashville. You may have seen me on stage at Mobile Beat dancing with Vanilla Ice. Or you may have seen me present at one of those events. But also, I am also a masterclass teacher on the Blueprint. So that's one of my many accolades. But Life of the Party, this is something I founded in 2007. So I started my business 2007. I had just left Orlando, Florida, where I got started as a DJ. I worked in theme parks as an interactive DJ. I got people involved in lines while they waited to go on Men in Black at Universal Studios. And then I worked at Downtown Disney as a DJ. And I also worked at the Nickelodeon Hotel DJing their game shows. And I actually did game shows myself. And so I did a whole variety of things. And I left. And then I came back to Utah. Now, the original question was something about multi-ops. So here in the multi-op universe, I would see that, I would say there's multiple models. And I would say my model grew organically and clunky. And so maybe some of the tips I can give you would be things that mistakes I made. But I would say we are more of an agency, a talent agency. 1099s, we don't have any employees other than myself. I am set up as an S-Corp, and I do have an assistant, Melissa, who actually was the one that introduced me to my wife. Melissa and I went to college together. She introduced me to my wife. I DJed Melissa's wedding. And then Melissa volunteered to take over some of my operations as far as contracts and eventually my sales. What I love doing is performing. What I hate doing is running a business. But it's part of what we do. But I like being my own boss. I like having autonomy. And so how did my business grow? And David, you can chime in at any moment. I'm just going to go.
I'm going to chime in right now.
Yes.
I'm going to chime in right now. Okay, so agency model, 1099s. Yes. I think I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people, and a lot of people do it wrong. But you are the one of the ones that do it right. Because describe to us, if you go to Rob's website and you go to the Life of the Party and you're checking out the website, you're going to notice this all-star, rock star lineup of people that have accolades and backgrounds that each person is just a stud, is just a gem. So each person Rob is bringing in as almost like a specialist. Am I right about that?
Yes. I would say I have trained about half of my team and some that have moved on from my team from the ground up. The others, they had already experienced DJing. They're looking for some extra gigs. I call them free agents. So when I first started, I got to that moment where, oh no, I can't handle all the gigs. What am I going to do? I believe the first one was Ryan. Now, Ryan approached me and said, I love what you do. I want to do that. So I trained him. He would shadow me. And that's how the training went. I did not do the six-month process or a year-long process like Mike Walter did. But I recognized his talent. He was already charismatic. He knew music. He knew how to play guitar. He knew how to be in front of an audience. I wanted to find people who already had a personality because I wanted to build up people that I knew could keep that groove going. People saying, yeah, I loved Ryan. I want to work with him. Ryan no longer works with me, but he was the first guy I trained from the ground up.
So you then were looking for people in brand, kind of like, you don't want another Rob Foray, but you want someone that can help make your audiences feel the same way that Rob Foray makes audiences feel.
Right.
So again,
so
a
he
brand.
Could go out there. Yeah, exactly. Just kind of like the life of the party brand. If I can help my clients with the right DJ, the right person to entertain them, that's the direction I'll go. So if you want to learn more about the mistakes I made in this agency model, great. But some people have landed on my lap, well, landed at my doorstep, because they saw Life at the Party as the leader, as the premier. Remember premier, everybody? When you let's go back to those times when you first started your company. I am the premier DJ in Georgia. I am the premier DJ in New York, right? Everybody, isn't that just funny how we all, did you use Premiere? Come on, be honest.
I may have, but I don't remember using Premiere, but I will say that there was a time for sure. The year started with a 2 and it had a 1 in there somewhere. So it was like probably 2010 or 15. And it probably said the best DJ in North Georgia, which is just nonsense. There's no such thing.
But yeah, so we were able to create a brand that, and I did that through a lot of showcasing, but a lot of the showcasing I would do would be at wedding industry conferences or meetups. And I would MC those conferences. I would DJ those conferences. I would do those things, getting in front of the planners that could get me the work, the venues, the planners. And I stood out. And I was also the president of our local chapter, the American Disc Jockey Association. You might edit this out, but I really want to talk about that quickly. If you are in a market where everybody thinks that they are the best, they're constantly flexing. They are going there when they go into the Facebook chats, they're telling everybody about all the cool things that they're doing. That was our market for a while. We changed the conversations. Instead of I, we turned it into we. How can we help each other? And we did that through the association. The conversations changed and people started leveling up. That's one of the more important things. If you see somebody in your market that is doing awesome things, an up and comer, are you going to look at them as competition? Or are you going to look at them as somebody you could bring on, as somebody you can collaborate? So I did that with Ricky Barrera. If you go to Ricky Barrera's page, the guy is bonkers amazing. He does things very unique. He does these Taylor Swift / Harry Style events where he puts them on himself. But what I did with Ricky, I saw somebody that I thought I could bring under my umbrella, mentor, not have as a competitor. And he could do high level stuff. And he's been doing that. And on occasion, guess what else happens? When Ricky can't do it, who does he send it back to? Life of the Party.
Boom.
We do it. So a lot of these guys who are single ops, who are free agents, they can't do all the work. They'll send it back to us. We send them a commission, or we just send them more work. It's a win-win for all of us.
So whether the relationships stay as, hey, I'm a multi-op owner, that's a solo op owner or a budding multi-op owner, and we just stay friends, we stay tight in the industry, yes. we cross our yes. referrals. A lot of times, really talented solo ops don't want to operate a business, and they no. may become a future DJ on your team. So putting yes. that time and the energy into those relationships, you never know where they're going to go. It might, no. like I said, could just be a referral thing for years, but there mm-hmm. might be a time where you actually work together in a real capacity. Yeah. You also mentioned mentoring young DJs and taking them under your wing. And I think that's a great segue. We talked about finding great people for your team. Let's talk about once you know someone's coachable and they're open to learning from you,
yes.
teaching them what you know, getting it out of your head. Now, Rob, you are full, like exploding with, boiling over with genius level ideas. you have a true gift. And let's give everyone a treat a little bit. Let's talk about what we collaborated on how yes. we can, how to mentor people and how to get people leveled up in the MC space that you're so gifted at. So let's just talk about that. I'll let you take the lead, but let's talk about what we built.
So two more things when it comes to mentorship and collaboration. One, I've mentored people in my community. They've mentored me. We're often collaborating. We're sending leads to each other, things that we can't do, recognizing each other's superpowers. This is not something that I want to do. This is not my wheelhouse. I need somebody that's a better mixer than me or somebody that has more production value than me. I'm going to call Cam Reeves for that. Somebody who's got more silent disco headsets, I'm going to call Russ Powell. We often collaborate, and that's really important. Second was attracting people. You know, your vibe attracts your tribe. You also want to identify people who don't like doing business in the sense of they don't want to keep records. They don't want to, maybe they don't want to keep their equipment, but they want the opportunities. Maybe they do have all of that. They just don't want all the overhead. Does that make sense? So some of these people are looking for more work. They just want to do it in a way that's easier for them. Now, as far as mentorship is concerned, Paul Helms was my first mentor in this community. Then I went to my first industry conference. I believe the people that are floundering or maybe getting in their own way aren't open to being teachable. Those are the people that I'm looking for, people who are like me, who are open to growing and being better. And so the thing that we created together is the MC Masterclass. Now, the MC Masterclass is a compilation of my entire life's work, I would say, coming from theater background, improv background, MC training with multiple different people within the industry. I don't pretend I know all the answers, but I do have solutions and I do have answers that could help others. I think if we find people who are maybe a couple of steps below us looking to elevate what they do, that's the most important thing. So Dave, we are part of this DJ community and there's a forum called DJ Idea Sharing. You familiar with it?
I'm so familiar with it. Yes. I think it's like the one that we all stumble on and, you know, some stick there, some migrate.
Right. So I recently saw a thread where somebody said, hey, who are the people that teach MC training or how do I become a better MC? Those are the people we want to attract. The people who said, how do I? How can I? Because they want to be better. They know the possibilities and they know they have room for improvement. So when you want to become a better MC, we will meet you where you're at. We'll teach you the fundamentals of being an MC. And it's not a bad thing to actually learn how to use your voice. So what's cool is when we started with the Master MC, the fundamentals came from a collaboration that we did. Dave, you came up with three distinct roles that a MC is. We have the cheerleader. We have the coach. And what's the last one?
The counselor.
That is correct.
The crowd goes wild.
But that's the thing is, figure out the role you are. What are you in that moment? And sometimes DJs watch other DJs get on the mic and they're watching the wrong people because they're doing it wrong, or it's more authentic to who they are as an MC. And we see a lot of mimicry, trying to do what somebody else does brilliantly, but you can't do it. One of the best hype DJs out there, MCs, is Jordan Marshall. I just love how he can get in there with other DJs and hype them up, have a good time. I see other MCs trying to replicate that, and it seems forced or it doesn't seem natural just because they're trying to do a version of what they've seen other people do.
But Jordan is hype.
He is hype. Yes.
He's just doing him, just on right. a mic. Yeah.
That's really important. And so I've also heard this from my wife. I sometimes show her some Instagram reels of other DJs doing their thing on Instagram, and she just says, this is cringe. This doesn't look right. It doesn't seem natural. And I was like, what is it? I feel like they're putting on a performance. Ah, that's interesting. And she says, because they're doing a version of themselves and they're like, here I am doing this, right? They're not feeling the music. Now, folks, you should go out there and see if there's any videos of Dave out there. Dave goes into, what do we call it, mode? I forget what it's called.
I don't know. My hair goes
Dave
up.
Dave mode? Yeah, your hair goes up.
It goes up like this?
Yes, but you progressively get crazier and crazier and crazier. But you bring the audience with you. You don't come out Blanca. We get to Blanca. Blanca is a Street Fighter 2 reference, but
I know.
Bring the audience along with you. And as an MC, I'm the same way. If my audience is at a 5, I'm going to come in at a 6 or a 7, and we're going to elevate it. If you go too far, too hype, you will alienate your audience, at least in my opinion. Now, if you're a club DJ and they know we're going to get that experience, that's what they expect. But let's say you're coming into a wedding. The bride and groom know. The couple knows. But do their guests know? So you want to bring them on a journey with you. As a master MC, you know how to do that from the get-go. The moment you walk through those doors, your charisma, your charm is coming through. And then maybe the first opportunity for you to get on the mic is at the ceremony. Would it be helpful for some of you who are listening to this? I never thought about the words I would say at a ceremony. I never thought about the structure or what are the first words I'm going to say. Well, I'm going to give you one tip. This one's for free. First time you ever get on the mic, do not say this word. Dave, we've been doing this for a while. What is that one word that I detest the most?
All right.
That is correct. So every amateur MC out there, they want to ramp up. They want to start the conversation with, all right, here we go. And you are not Matthew McConaughey. You need to capture their attention in a unique way, in a way that they are not tuning you out. So we're going to teach you some ways in the blueprint, in the Master MC course, how to do that. We give you structure. But one thing we also teach is your voice, your instrument, how to use that.
I think we call it talking technique.
Talking technique. And what's interesting is if I start talking like this and I'm making an announcement, I am monotone. Maybe I don't realize I'm monotone and there is no dynamic value to my voice. So we also
sound like you're on NPR.
Yeah. Welcome to NPR. But we also teach you how to use your voice. And the cool thing is we have these activities so you can start working on that. It's not just what to say, how to say it, and also having the context. You know, I don't have the course right in front of me. What are some other highlights you think would be helpful for our audience?
You know what?
Let me
pull this up. So this is, if you are watching on YouTube, you can see this. If you're just listening, we can describe it. This is the list of lessons. We've got the three roles of an MC. There's your white blazer in the sample video at the top. Second lesson is talking technique. Third lesson is polished presentation, which is about recording yourself and how to do it to make sure your body language and your vocal image is all right. Anatomy of Attention. That one was, remind me, that one's about...
Let's talk about that. It's really important because one of those words I hate is all right. So how do we get people's attention through different techniques? That could be lowering the volume or maybe a rise in the music.
Or a sound effect.
Or a sound effect. But also conditioning your audience. When you get on the mic, you have something important to say. So for those of you who are wedding DJ, you can do that from the get-go. But the anatomy of attention starts with your welcome statement. The first time you get on that microphone, stating who you are and letting them know what your role is. And when you get on that mic, they need to pay attention. Also, our which words. We're going to give you actually some key phrases that you can use and some fun ways that you can flip the script, change the way you say it, or give you some activities. So one of my favorite things to do with other MCs is to ask them, give me 10 different ways to say, make some noise. Because have you ever heard, I imagine you've heard this, I don't want a cheesy wedding DJ. What is cheesy? Somebody who is inauthentic and says the same lines and their shtick.
That's something you say in the course. I remember when we were filming, you said something about cheesy is really when the delivery and the human authenticity doesn't line up. Or if it's at an energy level that's not appropriate. So if the crowd's at a 4 and you're at a 10, that's cheesy. Yep. It's really about self-awareness and being authentic because what's cheesy to one person is great for someone else, you know? So I think it was a big part of it and choosing the right words, like you're saying.
So I was just at a conference for the National Speakers Association, and our first keynote speaker talked about trust. Scott Halford talked about the neuroscience behind trust. Who do you want to gain trust from? 1, your clients. 2, the vendors that you work with. And probably 3, trust in yourself. Confidence. But when it comes to trust, people can spot a spade. We always gravitate to those who are authentic. And the other word I like to use is congruency. You are the same personality off stage as you are on stage. Also, we have hosting homework, managing the minutes, crowd connection. These are things to even set you up for success. Hosting homework, I believe we have courses in there about some of the things that you could do behind the scenes,
managing the minutes, prep work.
And then managing the minutes. You want to maximize your time. And we go through my process, the process that I use. And the great thing about this course, the good news is that it is not just for wedding MCs. It's not just for weddings. We give you examples for corporate, for high schools, for mitzvahs.
Corporate galas.
These principles can be used in every single facet where you get on a microphone. We want to give you that confidence. We want to give you the confidence to step out.
Now, Rob.
Yes.
This is what we've done, and this is what I've seen a lot of other multi-ops do with your course. I've seen this in action now, where a multi-op, let's just use a round number, has maybe 10 DJs. All the DJs will take the course. They'll learn. They'll take the content. They'll do the quizzes. They'll do the assignments. And then sporadically throughout the course itself, there's some actual mentoring. Because wouldn't you agree that the course is amazing and it's great delivery, but there's still, I mean, MC is an emotionally connected job. It's a role that you can't just learn in a vacuum. So there has to be some mentoring. And you mentor DJs yourself, don't you, virtually and in person?
Yes. When I've done it in person, I've done it at conferences. I've done one-on-one coaching. And here's the thing is the blueprint is the blueprint, but is not the actual doing. You got to get out there and do it. And one of the most important things is putting it into practice. Our hope is if you go through this course, you learn the fundamentals, the basics. We are going to create a cohort. What is a cohort? 5 to 6 DJs where we meet on a weekly or every other weekly. I don't know why that's called bi-monthly. We'll say that. Where we go over the material you're working on. But the most important thing is what we do is we watch your video from the weekend. You take video or you record the audio and we break it down. And if you are open to some coaching, you will start leveling up. You will start listening to the words you repeatedly use or words that aren't effective to command an audience. So we're communicating, we're commanding, and we're connecting. Those are the three things we want you to do. Connect with your audience, command your audience, and communicate with clarity. That's all C's. We love alliteration here.
Rob Foray, that is an excellent, excellent way to land the plane for us right there, because we're talking about mentoring, we're talking about content, we're talking about leveling people up. And, you know, I would say that it's so inspiring to see the journey you've taken through your mentorships and the people you've learned from and the way you've challenged yourself and you've been open to being coachable and teachable, that following your Instagram story is like a reality TV show. You're all over the country. You're going all around the world. You're doing fun stuff with cool people. So tell us, how can we follow along the journey with you?
First, go ahead. Find me on Instagram at Rob Foray, R-O-B-F-E-R-R-E. You can follow my journey on LinkedIn as well. Not enough DJs are on LinkedIn. If you want to become a better MC, if you want to get more work as an MC, get on LinkedIn. Play where the big kids are. Play where the meeting planners are going to be booking you. Also, you can find me at robforay.com. And if you want to look at what we are doing here in Salt Lake City, Utah, just look up Live at the Party, Utah.
There it is, guys. And we have talked about the course that Rob and I built together. So we're going to link that in the show notes so that you don't miss out, just in case you didn't get to see any of the graphics. Everybody, thank you for tuning in and listening to the awesome wisdom from Rob Foray. And Rob, thank you for your time. Thank you for your excitement. And thank you for your commitment to our industry and leveling up. Thank you so much again.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the $1 Million Multi-App Podcast.